This is, as he said, the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here with the taller version of the Andreas Ruiz's. Andreas Ruiz with I Believe in Myself.
I Believe in Myself. Yes. Let's get it popping, man.
Let's get it popping. And we got Andreas Ruiz, a senior son, Andreas Ruiz Jr. You don't have Jr. in your name, huh? No. We would have him in the studio. Thank you for being here with us once again.
Yeah.
Excellent. So we have another amazing show for you guys today. We have Alex
Magallanes
with Chicanos por la Casa
Causa.
On the air with us today. And then we also have on the second half of the show Hugo Frosto, a Marine and also a patient alongside me at North Star Hyperbaric and North Star Neurology. So we look forward to talking to him. He is a lot he's going to share with us, but definitely excited to have both guests today. And I promise you, pinky swear, that we're going to have an awesome show. Is that
yes,
a promise?
You
think
absolutely.
We can deliver? I think so too. But like always, we are going to give a big shout out to a very loving father that has blessed us so very much and is there for us even when nobody else is, and we call him the G-O-D. And we're going to give him a little praise with the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, awesome. So let's go ahead and welcome our guest, Alex
Magallanes,
with Chicanos por la Casa.
Thank Causa, you. Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming on the show with us, Alex.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah, man. So grateful to have you here, brother. You know, Alex is such an amazing man. You know, we've jammed for a year now, more than a year. Met him, and we just connected immediately, and been connecting ever since. Very helpful guy. I mean, he's just all around an amazing human being. And so thank you for being here, man. I appreciate you. And
Andres, same here.
Yeah, thanks, brother. So, yeah, let's just get started, man. Tell us a little bit about what is Chicanos por la Causa, Alex.
Yeah, so Chicanos por la Causa is a nonprofit organization that is headquartered in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of different departments and programs that we offer to the community, from education all the way to health. And the division that I'm working with is called Prestamos, which is the small business division. Mm-hmm. And so in this Prestamos, it's a community development financial institution. So what does that mean? You know, basically it's an alternative lender for small business owners, that will offer alternative, lending products to traditional banking. So traditional banking would be, you know, like any bank, credit union, that, for a small business owner that needs access to capital, sometimes they cannot, be qualified because traditional banking tends to be a little more conservative and strict about regulations and rules and credit. A CDFI like Prestamos, it's a little more alternative, or what other people like to call a bridge lender, meaning it's more flexible and offers access to capital to small business owners while they become bankable. And so one of the things that you probably may have heard, but one of the things we've been doing for since the beginning of the year, as a matter of fact, since January 10th, we've been working with the Payment Protection Program, or known as the PPP.
So tell us a little bit more about that, how that's been going, and how has that, has there been a lot of people asking for that, and how do you help them out? And if anybody's interested, how can, they connect with Chicanos por la Causa for that help?
Yeah, so for this is the second round. There was the first round right at the almost at the beginning of the pandemic, and this is the second round. And so altogether, we've helped close to 2,000 different small business owners get access to this payment protection program. So this program was designed by the SBA, the Small Business Administration, to be, on quotation marks, a loan that it will be 100% forgivable, which is great, right? Because it's exactly served the purpose for exactly that, to protect your payment, whether your payments towards your employees or owner compensation payments. So what does that mean, right? Because I'm using big words. So like if you are a sole proprietor and you know, you have maybe a single member LLC, or maybe you never register as a small business owner and you've been working just side jobs, but you do file a Schedule C when you do your taxes, the government sees you as a small business owner. And so this program was designed so that you can at least receive 2.5 months worth of what you would take home from your business, you know, your pay, or in other words, owner compensation. And so basically it's a program designed to help you survive the pandemic. And as long as you use it to pay yourself or pay your employees, then it's 100% forgivable.
I'm actually glad you brought this up, because the big thing, and actually, sadly enough, I recommended to Andreas just recently this PPP, and it seems like it changed drastically, because for my own organization, like you're saying, at the beginning of the pandemic, I filed for it, and it was pretty easy. Like, it was almost like it was an online application process, and it was like, it's 8 questions it asked you, and it was really, really streamlined. Yeah. But now it's a completely different thing. Mm-hmm. So explain that change, when that change happened, and like, and what people are looking at now comparison to back when the pandemic first started.
Yeah, so at First Amos, even throughout the changes, we're really trying to make it as easy as possible to small business owners like yourself. And so one of the changes, there were some big changes that that the Biden administration actually executed for this second round. And it was actually a beneficial change for small business owners. And so on the prior, on the first round, they did a, the calculation was based on your net income. So that means that after all of your expenses, then you would be eligible for whatever, you know, whatever you'll be eligible based on your net income. So it will be very minimum. And the new administration, they decided that it should actually be calculated on your gross income. So before your expenses.
Okay.
I
hate to cut you off, Alex. We're going to actually go to a break now. We'll pick up where we left off when we get back.
Good stuff.
This is Alex with Chicanos por la Casa. We'll be right back.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBot.com today to schedule a consultation.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission.
That's right. Man, so smooth. This is what they're talking about. This is why all the kids want to be a YouTuber, because they got skills like this.
There you go. Yeah, right. Man.
Do you want to be a YouTuber too?
I already have one.
Oh, man.
We have our own YouTube channel. Yeah. Motivational KND.
Yeah, we were talking about on the Making College Come True radio show earlier how the top jobs that girls want to be for them growing up is usually a marine biologist or a veterinarian, and boys usually want to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't even know what a YouTuber is really, but apparently I've seen some YouTubers
that are making great.
I know, I guess.
Amazing money.
Yeah.
$10,000 a month type of thing.
Ooh. I know, but how does that work really, right?
Hey, sponsors.
Okay.
Sponsorships.
Yeah, I guess I should know, right?
No.
I don't know.
You don't know what you don't know. That's it.
I guess I don't need to know. So, anyway, speaking of a cool YouTuber, what the kids really want to be, they want to be Alex.
Yeah, yeah.
That way they'll know about the PPP.
Absolutely.
Because if they were up on game like that, it would be a different world. And actually, thank you once again, Alex, with Chicanos por la Casa, being here with us. Let me ask you, what inspired you to help develop the economy by assisting entrepreneurs?
Oh, thank you that's a fantastic question. So it all started, I used to work for a local credit union, and I used to read a lot of articles back then about women entrepreneurship.
Hmm.
And there's been a big disparity between women and men, and women have less access to capital. And so I just started reading more and more, you know, and I really wanted to get involved on how to help women that are entrepreneurs, especially minority women, mm-hmm. to get access to capital. And that's where it all started. You know, I ended up being hired for a nonprofit organization based in Albuquerque, which is to do the same kind of work, kind of similar to what I'm doing right now with Chicanos, and just helping women entrepreneurs and minorities get access to capital. And so from then, I continued growing up in that career. I ended up being the deputy director for the Women's Business Center, and now I am at Prestamos, which is a division for Chicanos por la Causa.
That's awesome. That's amazing. Yeah. And then, how would you say? I know we're all so affected by COVID-19. Like you mentioned before, we're all looking at pretty much almost a year or a little over a year into it now. How has it affected your organization?
It has affected, in some positive ways in the sense that I think we all have to be flexible and be able to stay relevant and grow in many areas, you know, like from doing interviews and coaching people remotely every single time to just try to find ways to still help small business owners without having face-to-face conversations, right? Because, you know, usually small business owners don't want to go and meet with someone in person. But I think it helps us just grow in the capacity that, you know, hey, you know, a pandemic is not going to stop us to help small business owners and just staying relevant, staying flexible to the small business owners' needs.
Mm-hmm.
And in a sense, I mean, we all got affected by it, right? You know, mm-hmm. we having to quarantine, small business owners had to shut down. And so, so because of that, I think it opened the door not only for Prestamos, but many, you know, all across the Arizona for small business owners to seek other ways to improve and innovate their businesses. Now, you know, I've heard stories of, you know, food trucks that they created a platform so that people can order online, you know,
nice.
Stuff like that. So the innovation that the pandemic brought to a lot of small business owners, it's good. And obviously the negative aspect is that, you know, a lot of people have been affected by this, but still, regardless, no, like I am proud to say that at least the entrepreneurial community in Arizona has been very diligent and determined to continue growing.
And how would you say, like, what's been the major way that you've had to adjust to the changes with COVID and everything that's going on?
That's a great question. So for my side, I've it's been like 6 years that I've been working from home. So in a sense, the only adjustment I had to do on my end is that, you know, just being used to, like, my kids were still homeschooling our kids, right? So, like, being used to having a different pace in my home while I'm trying to, you know, help small business owners. And so I think that has been the greatest adjustment as far as, like, schedules, you know, my wife's work and my children, helping them with their school. Ultimately, I mean, it's been a year, right, that we, all of us have been practicing new adjustments. And so I can truly say that it's a new era. It's a new date in the way that we're living. I personally do not believe that things are going to go, on quotation marks, normal. I think it's, we're going to grow into other opportunities, as we know.
Nice. And so for our radio listeners that don't really know what Chicanos por la Cosa is, explain some of the other things that you guys do outside of, you know, your department and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have, for Chicanos por la Cosa, have also charter schools in Tucson, high schools, and obviously these are for within 10. Well, number one, these schools are in low-income areas of Tucson, and they are targeted to attract people or youth at risk. And so one of the purpose of that is to help them, obviously, not be part of the numbers of the statistics, right, of those, the young people that are, you know, statistically, they're, I guess, on their way to end up either in jail or, you know, something else. And so that's one of the programs that we offer, you know, and I guess these schools are strategically in low-income areas. We have also programs that are targeted for women that are being abused of either sex trafficking or home violence. And so you can find about all of those programs at Chicanos por la Causa in our website if you just Google it. So there's different, like I said, there's many areas. There's also housing. There's programs to help, you know, if you are a first-time homebuyer, you know, you'll get connected with someone who will help you and try to maybe find a program to help you with a down payment.
That's amazing. And I didn't realize that that you guys did so much. Another one of those diamonds in the rough in our community that certainly doesn't get the due praise that you deserve, for sure. So I guess we got probably about another 45 seconds till we have to get out of here. I guess let our listeners know how they can, one, connect with you, and then one, how they can connect with Chicanos por la Cosa, and just plug in as a whole, anybody who needs help.
Yeah, so just simply visit our website, cplc.org, and if you're interested in small business help or coaching, just go to PrestamosLoans.org/PPP or simply PrestamosLoans.org as well. And you can also call the 602-258-9911, and then we can connect you with someone that can help you and answer your questions.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Alex, for coming on the show with us. That was amazing information. Definitely. Hopefully we can have you back on in the future. We always need someone to kind of give our listeners some good advice on business. We certainly have a lot of business listeners. So look forward to talk to you in the future, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. Have a good one, brother.
This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org. North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at IBelieveInMyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to IBelieveInMyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
The Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, Mr. Yes. Andreas Ruiz, and then we also have Mr. Andreas Ruiz. Wait, is that an echo? No.
Yeah.
We have two Andreas Ruizes in the studio, both representing I Believe in Myself.
Yes.
Only one of them's officially a coach. The other one's like...
He's coaching me.
So he coaches my coach. You. He's yeah. the coach's coach.
Yeah, yes. He's the coach's coach.
Yeah, and unrelated, I'm John McClain of Veteran Rescue Mission. Yes. Actually, Pastor John McClain, even if you're feeling a little funky.
Yeah, absolutely.
And on the phone, we have a fellow veteran brother, Mr. Hugo Frosto, a Marine and also another fellow patient at North Star Hyperbaric and North Star Neurology. Thank you for coming on with us, brother.
Oh, it's my pleasure. How's everybody doing?
Oh, fantastic.
I can't complain, man. Yeah, right? Yeah, today has been an excellent day. And in studio with me, I got one of my best friends in the world, and I have his 8-year-old son, who is just, this dude's cool. Like, I'm pretty sure me, you, and Andreas himself will end up working for him. So I'll start buttering him up for you now so you can get a pay raise at the end of the year, okay?
Good. I'll start working on that resume for him.
Yeah. He says coloring within the lines is very high on the list. So put that on there. So tell us a little bit about your experience as a Marine and in a ways, how that shaped you. I know for me, I'm an Army vet, but I know my time in the Army shaped me quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, for me, it was, I joined in 04 right out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Everything happened. When 9/11 happened, it started to build up this sense of service
mm-hmm.
for me. Because when I was in high school, I didn't ever want to join the military. I didn't have it in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But when that whole attack happened, I was just like, you know what? This is something that I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so right after I graduated, I ended up joining and I went with, I landed with 3-5, which is an infantry unit out there in the Marine Corps. And while I was with them, I did a total of 3 deployments. Two of them were to Fallujah, Iraq, and then one Marine Expeditionary Unit where I got to, float on ship. And I also, towards the end of my time, because I did a total of 10 years, for the last, 3.5 years that I was in, I was a drill instructor, so I got to run around and, yell at new recruits.
Interesting. It always seems like that's, a really fun job, but having gone through basic, I know that that's a really hard job. Like, a lot of times, it's kind of like you have to go through the same type of training that those kids do, huh?
You pretty much have to go through boot camp all over again to do the... You have to relive everything and you have to see all the behind the scenes. And it's probably the best and worst job I've ever done just because it's so demanding physically and mentally.
Uh-huh.
You there's days where you don't sleep because, someone has to be up at night with the recruits, especially if you're the junior guy. You're definitely not getting any sleep or food or any of that stuff because you have to keep up that persona that the drill instructor is someone that doesn't sleep or eat or drink anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so Marines are pretty good at torturing themselves like that.
Yeah, I could imagine. And it's I'm actually glad that you mentioned the thing about the effect 9/11 had on you, because I know Andreas has heard me talk about it so many times on this show, so I think his eyes lit up when you said something, because I actually joined November of 2001 because I, like you... I don't know if you're a military brat, but I was. And my parents instilled in my head at a young age, I'm going to join the Army. I'm going to join the Army. I would have been the fourth generation. So I'm the You know, I would have been the fourth generation. And I was like, no. But then something about 9/11, you know, when 9/11 hit, we realized, particularly, you know, if we were able body, you know, it's, you got to step in there if you can. So I know it certainly shaped my life. And I thank you for, for, you know, being brave enough to step in when you were needed as well.
Well, thank you. It's definitely my pleasure. I mean, there was something about going into class that day and seeing, you know, first of all, seeing an entire plane hit the towers and then seeing people have no other choice but to jump out. It just, it really hit me pretty deep. And I was just like, you know, I would have, you know, it was some imagery that really stayed in my head for the remainder of the time, all the way up until I joined, where I kept seeing those people and just being like, man, that's so unfair that they had to die like that.
Mm.
And I felt like, man, I have to go do something about it, you know, like, I ended up doing that.
That's awesome. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about, you know, you spoke about your two tours in Iraq. I have one tour myself. I fortunately, unfortunately, got out right after the one tour. Mm-hmm. And we talked a little bit on the phone earlier about how you didn't necessarily incur any physical injuries, thankfully, you know, thank God. But there were other injuries and you incurred. If you don't mind, tell us a little bit about those injuries and, you know, and how you got to that place.
When you're in the military and you go through these deployments, you do so much workup and so much training that a lot of the stuff that, you know, are symptomatic of like PTSD and stuff like that, you really think that it's just your aggressiveness or your nature because of the type of environment that you're in, and you kind of ignore a lot of that stuff.
Mm.
And, you know, I've, for the longest time, even when I got back from my first deployment, my wife and a bunch of my friends that I served with, they'd say, hey, I think you got PTSD. I think you have this. And I would just kind of shrug it off, you know, and I never liked the idea of thinking that there was something wrong with me because I had friends that, you know, got blown up or shot and they were missing limbs or they died or, you know, they had way worse off. And so for me to feel like, hey, there's nothing wrong with me physically. I didn't get a limb blown off. I didn't get shot. There shouldn't be anything wrong with me. I got lucky. You know what I mean? And so that just the whole thought of there being something mentally wrong would it really mess with me, you know? So I stuffed it. And I carried that all the way through the rest of my career, you know, for the remainder of up until the 10-year mark. But once I got out and there was no more training and no more Marine Corps to kind of hide those symptoms, they just really started coming out. I remember being, you know, in college at the U of A and going into a crowd, you know, it was packed in there and just all of a sudden starting to feel really like clammy and sweaty and just, you know, hyper vigilant and all of it, like these really weird feelings, like I needed my rifle or something. And I was just like, what the hell's going on with me? You know? And, I started to not be able to sleep. I started, you know, having just these really weird symptoms and panic attacks. And it's just, you know, I got to the point where I was just like, I had gone so low with not being able to deal and cope with like all these symptoms that all of a sudden it felt like they kind of ambushed me and came out of nowhere that I was just like, I was getting ready. There was a couple of times where I was getting ready. Alex, Hugo,
let's pick up. We're going to pick up after the break. We're going to go ahead and jump into a break real quick.
Here Comes That Dreamer is a film documentary created by PJ McArdle. It's about an Iraq war veteran who comes home and uses war tactics he learned in Iraq to fight for the homeless in Tucson. To get a copy of the documentary Here Comes That Dreamer, or to find out how you can show support and get involved with helping Tucson's homeless population, visit HereComesThatDreamer.com.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission.
That's right, we're back. I'm Pastor John McClain here with the two Andreas Ruizes. Andreas Ruiz in the house, one and two. And we got Mr. Hugo Frosto on the phone with us. He is a Marine in the beautiful United States military, and then also a co-patient with me at North Star Hyperbaric, North Star Neurology. Thank you, Hugo, for being on with us, brother.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and I cut you, sorry, had to cut you off before we went out. That was an amazing story that you're sharing. Definitely the just these ideas that most people just don't even realize. Like, not, I mean, even outside of veterans, like, there's a lot of people out there that have PTSD that deal with these things, that have had, you know, a good amount of trauma in their life and don't get it situated. I know, you know, with my personal experience, I came home and I started, you know, kicking butt with both feet, had no problem, became a pool contractor, made all kinds of money, you know, had, you know, lived what would seem like a relatively successful life, but then after time it built, and then just out of nowhere the breakdown just happened. So I don't know if you know if that was an experience that you have. I know you were kind of touching on it, how it's just like you don't think anything's wrong because we have all these coping mechanisms that deal with things, particularly being, you know, such trained to be tough guys, trained to kill like we were. You know, having to finally accept that, okay, I'm human and I'm not okay. And due to the fact that I'm not okay, I need to get some help. So, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, that the ways that you've kind of addressed dealing with, you know, the issues that you incurred during combat since you finally, you know, came to the acceptance that something's going on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, initially my first steps were, I went to the VA to get treatment, and they put me on they have like a regiment. They said, hey, we're going to put you on our, you know, they heard a couple of the key words of the things that I said, and they decided to give me their typical V8 cocktail. And so the medication that they put me on, it ended up causing more side effects than anything. And then I pretty much just turned into like a robot, man. I was just really numb, didn't have any feelings whatsoever. You know, I'd have, you know, during the course of time from when I went, you know, before I started doing treatment at North Star, you know, people would die from my family and stuff like that, or serious things would happen, and I would be flat all the time emotionally. And it was starting to wear down on my relationships, you know, especially with my wife. And because a lot of that stuff didn't work, I ended up just looking for alternatives. And thankfully, I was able to find North Star, and I started doing the hyperbaric oxygen treatment with them, and doing the IV therapy with Carol Ann there. She's amazing. And then obviously also the vitamin supplements as well. And that just really the combination of that and doing it, it's given me so much clarity. And you know, I could sleep at night. I'm no longer on any type of medications. I've been able to come off of all the they call them the SSRI, the serotonin producing drugs that are very addictive, you know. And you know, they've given me a quality of life back that I never thought was going to be possible. I thought I was going to be this kind of broken person that was going to be stuck on meds for the rest of my life.
And besides what you do with, you know, the hyperbaric treatments and the vitamins, what else do you do? Like, do you have any routines that, you know, keep you, you know, just with this positive mindset and with your mental health?
Yeah, I mean, I go to church and I do read a lot of books. I like reading a lot of, like, you know, like especially Zig Ziglar. Nice. I have him on Audible.
There we go.
Zig Ziglar's amazing. Keeps that mindset going. And then I'm just very active. Like I'm part of a lot of different organizations I volunteer for as well.
Nice.
And I like to do jujitsu just to get around, because a lot of the guys that do a sport like jujitsu, they're all kind of like-minded. They're all like, you know, police officers, veterans, stuff like that. So it kind of helps with that missing piece of the military, of having that camaraderie with other like-minded warriors, you know?
Yeah, that's amazing, man. And as soon as you said Zig Ziglar, I was like, I got to meet this guy. We got to have coffee or something, man, because I'm a big believer in personal development. That's what really changed my life, my mindset, because I went through like a bunch of crazy stuff in my life. And when I started listening to those audios, motivational audios, books, I mean, that completely changed my life. And how have those audios inspired, like changed your life, man? I would really like to hear about that.
I mean, it's changed it, because your mind starts to see opportunity and hope more than it does. Because when you have things like PTSD or even severe depression, your mind can only imagine so much. Your mind can only say, you know, hey, we're down. You might as well just kill yourself, because there's no hope.
Mm.
But when you actually start filling that space in your mind with positive things, like, you know, motivational speakers like Zig Ziglar, they start to offer those thoughts, and it's kind of like planting seeds in your brain.
Mm.
You're slowly planting those seeds, and it's growing. And then eventually, without those speakers there, you can actually do it on your own, and you can start saying, hey, you know what? Yeah, life sucks right now, but I've got this going for me, and I'm going to do this, and I'm working on that. And you start to see the hope in your life, and that actually produces, you know, it produces a better life for you overall, because then you're not stuck in that rut, you know?
Yeah, that's amazing, man. That's awesome that what you're doing, man. You know, I don't know you personally, but I kind of already know you in a way the way you're speaking. So really glad that you're doing that, man. What is a piece of advice that you would give someone going through what you went through?
I would say the number one thing that I would tell people, especially veterans, don't battle this by yourself. Get out there and get help. There's a stigma that comes from being in the military, especially if, you know, if you're in like an all male unit.
Yeah.
There's this alpha male mentality where if you ask for help, if you go to the doctor, if you need to see a psychiatrist, you're weak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're weak minded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not an alpha male.
Yeah.
But that's it's just stupid thinking. Because that's one of the reasons we have such a high suicide rate in the veteran community. And it's because we've been pre-programmed to think that it's weak to ask for help. And I would just encourage anybody that's listening, if you're trying to battle it on your own, don't do it. Get some, you know, you wouldn't leave the wire and go out into a firefight without, you know, all your buddies. You need to get some people around you, and you need to, you know, work it out with other people, not just by yourself.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's such an amazing point. I'm so glad we had you on, brother, because I mean, you make so many much needed points, particularly that one. Like I tell people regularly, I run actually a homeless veteran transition center, and what we do is we connect veterans with benefits and housing, and regularly, particularly the elder vets that I meet, you know, Vietnam era vets. Mm-hmm. I'm telling them, we walk around all day, you know, myself included, and we're like, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. But we eventually have to accept the fact that we're not okay. I mean, and it's not just us veterans, it's everybody.
Absolutely.
Everybody on this planet.
Yes.
Like, you got trauma, you got stuff going on that you need to address. And like you're saying, Hugo, you need to put a team around you. Mm-hmm. Like, when they say it takes a village, they're not just talking about the little children. They're talking about the big children too.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think one other thing too that I noticed with like certain parts of the veteran community as well is, you know, going back to that whole positive mindset thinking, is what you speak to yourself is what becomes your reality.
There you go.
And I've noticed that there are veterans out there that do say, "Oh, I'm a dysfunctional veteran," but they use it as an excuse or a crutch to be like, terrible people to sit there and say, oh, I have an excuse to be a jerk or to do X, Y, and Z because I'm a dysfunctional veteran. And it's like, no, that doesn't have to be your reality. Mm-hmm. Recognize that there are some deficiencies, that maybe you are having some mental stress, but fix those and be that good, outstanding person that you, your training and everything else has developed you to be. Be a better version. And so I you know, when I see stuff like that, it's like, I don't let that into my mind. I don't let this, what I'm battling, be my, what my label or what stigmatizes me. I'm like, no, I'm going to use this as an opportunity to, you know, first of all, speak life into myself and then be an example to others and help others find the same path forward, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, man. Well said. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got about another minute until we have to hop out of here. Tell us, how exactly North Star Hyperbaric has helped you so far. And then, like, pretty much, especially being a new patient there, you know, what I can expect, you know, this time next year when I've had enough time into it as you have.
Well, I mean, I'm completely off of medications. They were able to get me off all the medications that the VA put me on. I'm actually having meaningful relationships now with my family because my mind has actually healed and it's developed to where I can actually talk to other people and have emotions. Sometimes that's a little bit overwhelming because you go from being like this ogre, you know, this dude that's just like a grunt, just doesn't know anything to all of a sudden I have tears, which is weird, you know? So it kind of restores back the human piece that you initially went into the military with, you know?
One thing I want to say before we get off, just because I want to hook up my veteran brother. I don't know if you go to the Tucson Vet Center, Hugo, for counseling, but it's free for all of us, for combat vets. And it's what I did as an alternative to going to the VA, because they just, like you said, they just want to give me drugs at the VA. But at the counseling place, I go and I speak to a combat Marine once a month, and he helps me, you know, helps me just talk about whatever I want. So that's my lead to you, my friend.
That's good to know. I would love before we head out, I'd love to get some coffee with you guys.
Absolutely.
Guys have my phone number.
I got your number.
We'll contact you from.
Yeah,
absolutely, man. Yeah, I'll be texting you, brother. Yeah, we'd really love to meet you, man.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thanks for coming on, brother. God bless.
Pleasure, brother.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.